The news presented by Abraham Dunkel. In the headlines, GBC starts collection of TV license fees today. National Peace Council urges striking doctors to call off action on humanitarian grounds. Poultry farmers are worried over low education on bird flu. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari appoints committee to tackle corruption and reform legal system. And Japan restarts first nuclear plant since Fukushima disaster in 2011. The news in detail. President of the Ghana Journalist Association, Afeomoni, said the GJA will account for every peso received in support of the 2015 awards. He said the GJA will not run away from probity and accountability because the media have been holding others accountable, particularly the government and other public figures. Mr. Moni said this when he received a check for 20,000 cedis from the U.S. Embassy and Stanbic Bank, Ghana, in support of this year's GJA Awards. John Amensah has filed this report.
The annual GJA Awards was instituted 20 years ago to acknowledge and recognize deserving journalists. The awards also serve as a motivation for hard-working media practitioners. Speaking at the ceremony to receive the checks for sponsorship, GJA President Mr. Afeomoni said the GJA has always submitted its account for auditing and it will continue to do so as far as ethical journalism is concerned.
Last year we did account for all that we had collected from certain Ghana and individual institutions. We had an AGM where all the questions were asked, where all our books were subject to scrutiny by journalists. We knew the environment in which we work. So the issue of accountability is of paramount importance to those of us at the umbrella position of the GJA. We will not sweep anything under the carpet.
The Director of Public Affairs at the American Embassy, Daniel Fano, who presented the check for 10,000 Ghana cedis as sponsorship in the anti-corruption category, said every country can be more cleaner if corruption is reported by the media.
The anti-corruption category was an easy one to choose. We think that that makes the professionalization of journalism stronger, but also encourages the those that are in public service to behave correctly. We think all countries can become better, and we think all governments can become cleaner and stronger. In the case of transparency, we think that journalism is the element where the Ghanaian people have a voice in order to demand improvement. We also think that it's a manner in which the electorate can become better educated in making their decisions in the ballot box.
Stanbic Bank also presented a check for 10,000 Ghana cedis for the sports and business categories. Malko Afagenu is the head of marketing and communication.
Businesses prosper in an atmosphere of order, in an atmosphere of opportunity, in an atmosphere of belief and confidence. And those are elements that are driven primarily, among other factors, by the media. And for the media to do their work very well, they must perform at the highest levels of their profession. And we need to encourage that day in and day out. We need to be sure that there is a lot of incentives out there to encourage people to be continuously professional. And for that to happen, we must support the GJA. So in a sense, we are partners towards the development of Ghana.
The Ghana Journalists Association will be 66 years on Saturday, the very day for the 20th awards night.
Edwina Mensah's report. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, will today resume the collection of the revised TV license fees. The corporation suspended the collection of the old fees of 30 pesos per annum for several years because it did not find it profitable to do so. But last year, Parliament revised the fees upward to 3 cedis per TV set a month and 5 cedis or 2 or more TV sets per month. GBC has since scheduled the first of this month for the resumption of the collection of the fees, but the former CEO of the VRA, Dr. Charles Rekubrobi, went to court to restrain the corporation from commencing the exercise pending the final determination of the suit in which he is challenging the legality of the proposed sharing formula of the proceeds of the TV license. An Accra Fast Track High Court, however, dismissed the injunction application, paving the way for the commencement of the exercise today. GBC is, however, not to share the money with any other institution until the substantive case is determined. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchibi, has assured the public that the money collected will help the state broadcaster to deliver efficient services.
We are very grateful to the court. We believe in the rule of law, and that is the reason why when the appropriate processes were filed, we restrained ourselves or we refrained from collecting, waiting the good court's decision. So having received the go-ahead, we are very happy, and we'll proceed to do what we've held in abeyance until now.
Now, the bone of contention is the sharing formula. What would you do from this stage on?
Again, taking a cue from the court ruled that we should go ahead and collect, awaiting the termination of the substantive suit on that issue. So that issue is still pending, and at an appropriate time, the court will sit on the issue of the sharing formula. So the issues are two. One is approval or an order for GVC to commence collection, which we will do immediately. And then the sharing formula, which will be determined later.
Okay. So we should have collected it from the beginning of this month. So with this ruling, when are we starting?
Immediately, but practically tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. And as a corporation, will we collect it here?
Yes, tomorrow morning there will be a simple ceremony outside the gate at our revenue office where we'll ring the bell on the resumption of collection of TV licenses in Ghana. Similar programs will take place outside all GBC stations across the country. And then our partners who are going to be the collection point will all step into the program. We are expecting that the 360 plus offices of the Ghana Postal Service will be collection points, pay points. We have 20 plus partner banks who are all ready to resume collection. And all these banks will be appropriately described in the sense that we'll have the TV license logo. But this logo is still not familiar to Ghanaians. And as part of the resumption of the collection of TV license fees, we will unveil the TV license logo tomorrow. And we believe that in the shortest possible time, this logo is going to be familiar to all Ghanaians. And that will indicate that wherever you see this logo, TV license can be paid there.
What would you tell people who think that they'll be paying for content?
Well, we have to remind everyone again. I know it's an issue which is almost like it's dead, but I'm accosted from time to time with persons who want clarity on this issue. Once again, we can only go ahead and say that the payment of a TV licensee is not particularly in respect of content. It's a law put in place for the possession of a television receiving set. And let's make it clear, the issue is not television set. It is a television receiving set, and it's a significant difference between a television set and a television receiving set. A television receiving set simply means any gadget or apparatus that can receive a TV signal. You are liable to pay the license.
The chairman of the Communications Committee of Parliament, Albert Abongo, has also appealed to the public to see the payment of the TV license fees as their civic responsibility. According to him, the fees will help GBC to deliver efficient public service.
I would want to believe, and the committee as a whole consider the fact that for a long time, these fees have not been reviewed at all. And so for it to be able to make an impact and for the collection of it to have meaning, there was a need for it to be reviewed. Now, we know that you are in a sector that requires a lot of improvement because the technology keeps on changing. And so for us to have best services for the people of this country, there's a need that GTV is well-resourced so that they can make the appropriate investment for the improvement in the sector.
If you are talking of need for improvement and the need for funding and all sorts of things, there are a lot of TV stations, there are a lot of radio stations. Why should the public be the one who is paying for GBC to buy equipment for their operations?
Yes, you will agree with me that that is a national asset. And as a country, we need that will serve the interests of the nation. And so the operations of GTV is not necessarily as profit-making, but to serve the people of this country. And that is why you have infrastructure across the country, whether it is possible to have it in the rural areas or not. You cannot rely on to have your infrastructure all over the country. And these have to be manned. These have to be worked on. You need to contain constant power. You need to contain a routine of staff at all the locations. And also improve on the fitness thing. I think that for now, it was never so that we look at the fees and charges, and it was fortunate that Parliament approved.
Listening to the public, they are worried that they are going to pay to GBC in the first place. They don't watch GTV, they don't listen to Radio Ghana, they don't enjoy any program on GBC, and then they are going to pay for GBC for its improvement. So what assurances are they going to get that even their money they are going to pay is going to be used for a good cause?
Yes, we should have a way to get the national asset function. And if you say that, for instance, you watch DSTV and that you don't watch GTV, well, you can make that argument. But all over the world, there's no nation that will not find that keeps its broadcasting profession working. So I would want to believe that even as we have other TV stations providing other services, we need to maintain the national asset because it serves the whole country in a situation where the private market decides to pull out. Where will we find ourselves? So basically, this is a national asset, and we all have to ensure that it functions properly.
The chairman of the Communications Committee of Parliament, Albert Abongo. Members of the public are encouraged to visit the client service office of the GBC at Kanda in Accra from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Mondays to Fridays, to pay their TV license fees. The National Peace Council has added its voice to calls for doctors to call off their strike. There is a deadlock between government and doctors over negotiations over conditions of service. This has led to numerous individuals and organizations to appeal to the doctors to return to work. Chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, is calling on the doctors to reconsider their action on humanitarian grounds. He made the call on Behind the News last night.
Every citizen in this country must be concerned about doctors going on strike. Why? Because of in terms of our health. Now, the Peace Council, I must say this, received a letter from the Ghana Medical Association. It was a very simple letter. I was listening to one of them, I think the Deputy GMA Secretary, speaking on one FM, stating that brought their concerns to us and others, and we didn't do anything about it. I beg to say that nobody actually brought any concerns to us. They brought us a way forward in terms of the steps they're going to take to resign. They didn't even give us any details in respect of their grievances. So we didn't know anything about their grievances other than what other people know, what we have read from the media and so on. But when we received their letter, and I must say that the letter came to me on Wednesday.
That's it, last week, Wednesday.
Last week, Wednesday.
And are you able to tell us what was in the letter?
The content of the letter was simply a letter attached to a way forward that they are writing to draw attention to the steps they have agreed to take in respect of, you know, the negotiations that are going on. And the steps are the withdrawals, the services, the fact that they were going to withdraw their services first to the OPD, then the emergency cases, and then the mass resignation and so on. When we got this letter, we replied on Friday. I signed the letter to be distributed, to be sent to them. And our plea is that we know that, you know, the labor agitation is something that is done in any civilized country. So I don't think that they are doing anything that is untoward.
Most Reverend Emmanuel Asante is the chairman of the National Peace Council. Meanwhile, former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori, has accepted a challenge for retired doctors to assist in the care of patients due to the current situation.
At this present moment, we should be appealing to both sides to relook at things, and especially to my colleagues. I've said it somewhere, the impact of our withdrawal is already felt. And that has already sent a signal. And that should be enough for them to come back whilst negotiations are going on. And I believe that government sincerely will also be taking things up to look at how this will be done. It involves funding. We know it could be a challenge, but if we see brightness in front of us, I believe that people will be assured and this will not be repeated. The essential thing is that we have come to the climax of strikes in the system, I believe, that is to the doctors. And we should be finding permanent solutions to what is happening. As a former director general, I didn't just preside over only doctors. I presided over the health sector workers. And I believe that in doing this, we should take a holistic view of what is happening and make sure that we address that.
Former director general of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori. Meanwhile, the Minister of Health, Alex Ebefia, says negotiations between government and doctors are still ongoing despite a deadlock on Sunday. He said items which fall under Category 2 and 3 allowances cannot be negotiated by government but have been directed to the appropriate body, which is the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee.
As far as we are concerned, there was a proposal by the doctors. We put in a counter proposal, and they've also now put in a further proposal. So basically, all parties have to consider their position at this moment. And that's where we are. So negotiations are still ongoing, as far as I'm concerned. There are difficulties in some areas, but that is normal in negotiation. No, there are differences, obviously, because it's a counter-proposal. But I'm not at liberty to go into the proposals, as you well know, or the substance of the negotiations. Safe to say that we have made it increasingly clear that those items that are due for negotiations, which fall under Category 2 and Category 3, we cannot negotiate with that. That is for the Public Service Joint Committee that has been set up. And that is their domain.
Mr. Sagbefia also asked politicians to stop interfering in the negotiation process and allow the right authorities handling the issue to work. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. GBC starts collection of TV licenses today. National Peace Council urges striking doctors to call off action on humanitarian grounds. Poultry farmers worried over low education on bird flu. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari appoints committee to tackle corruption and reform legal system, and Japan restarts its nuclear plant since Fukushima disaster in 2011. Please stay with us. Poultry farmers in the country have raised red flags about a potential bird flu epidemic because of inadequate sensitization to educate them on the disease. According to the farmers, the situation could be worse than the reported cases, because some of them do not really understand the problem, and those who have had their beds killed after reporting cases of the outbreak have still not been compensated yet. The farmers, in an interview with the Daily Graphic, said such a situation does not motivate poultry farmers to report the outbreak of the disease on their farms. The Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV is Keeping Mothers Alive campaign, which has been spearheaded by the First Lady, Mrs. Lodina Mahama, has yielded positive results, as beneficiaries have success stories to tell. At the health screening for more than 400 girls and women from various communities in Accra, the beneficiaries said knowing their HIV status, as well as education on reproductive health care, has afforded them the opportunity to know what to do when they are diagnosed with any disease, especially in consultation with executives of the party, and can even consider an outsider as a campaign manager if need be. Meanwhile, poster Benesi thinks Peter McMenu will not be a bad choice. He said the most important thing is for the campaign manager to have what it takes to execute the job. In foreign news, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has appointed a committee to advise him on how best to tackle corruption and reform the legal system. The 7-member Presidential Advisory Committee on Anti-Corruption is mostly made up of academicians. The committee's brief is to advise the president's administration on the prosecution of the war against corruption and the implementation of required reforms in Nigeria's criminal justice system. Military police have raided a house in Cameroon and freed around 70 children who are being held captive and were suffering from disease and hunger. Some of them had spent 3 years in chains and had scars inflicted from beatings. The head of an Islamic school who owns the house in the northern town of Ngauderi has been arrested. The suspect has denied any wrongdoing, saying parents willingly brought their children to what he called his correctional center. South African President Jacob Zuma will today hold a media briefing to provide an update on progress made in key areas since his last State of the Nation address in February. According to a statement issued by the presidency, Mr. Zuma will discuss information pertaining to the 9-point plan he announced in the State of the Nation address, as well as other interventions, all intended to boost economic growth and create jobs. Japan has restarted its first nuclear reactor under new safety rules following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. All of Japan's nuclear plants were gradually shut down after a series of meltdowns at the Fukushima plant sparked by the tsunami and earthquake. But after passing stringent new safety tests, Kyushu Electric Power restarted the number one reactor at its Sendai plant early this morning. There is still strong public pessimism about a return to nuclear power. Protests have been taking place outside the Sendai plant and at Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's residence in Tokyo, about 1,000 kilometers away. Now to end the news, the main points again. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation will today resume the collection of the revised TV license fees. The corporation suspended the collection of the old fees of 30 pesos per annum for years because it did not find it profitable to do so. Meanwhile, the Director General of the GBC, Major Albert Don Chebe, has assured the public that the money collected will help the state broadcaster to deliver efficient services. And the National Peace Council is urging striking doctors to call off their industrial action on humanitarian grounds. The news was presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.